solving in our community.
Talking local on WILO.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
Good morning. It is Party Line on WILO. Party Line is presented by our great sponsors, TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Marchand's Window Tinting in Antioch, we stick it where the sun shines. Bierks Fine Jewelry in Lafayette. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon, big deals, save money now and 24/7 at welovebigdeals.com. Freckles Graphics, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, BoonCountyDailyNews.com, CarrollCountyDailyNews.com, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspapers. As well, you can see the online telecast at Hoosierland TV, brought to you by 51 West Event Center, The Farmers Bank, Coligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Dan Genda Funeral Home, Reinhardt Realtors, TC Trailers, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, CMIM Carpet Cleaning, Shoops Country Foods, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Freckles Graphics, Arborwood by Shoops, Wilty Exteriors, and Newell Gas. I'm Carl Gingrich, and I'm here with Mel on the other side of the board. Hello, Mel.
Hello. If anybody's watching the Hoosier Land, they can tell that we had an interesting setup. Let's just say we had a computer screen fall over and a mic fall off the support. So yeah,
I'm not usually the one that does all the sponsors and everything.
Well, don't feel bad, dude. I'm not usually either, but I'm also not usually trying to put equipment back together while we're on the air. So I will say that our guest that you were talking about to me earlier off the air is on line one, so I'll pot him up here if you want to go ahead and start that, and I'm going to shut my mic off and see if I can't figure out how to put this mic back on the stand so I'm not holding it the whole time.
Sounds good. So we have Vladimir, I believe, Seha from the Learning Network of Clinton County. He's the Marketing and Outreach and VOE Coordinator. And hello, Vladimir.
Hello, good morning. Thank you so much for having me. How are you guys doing?
Pretty good. We have had an eventful morning, but we're getting it together. So I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the upcoming gala and just what that's about and how people can get tickets and everything.
Yeah, sure. Okay, so let me tell you guys. First of all, are you familiar with Dia de Muertos and Day of the Dead?
Yes.
Yeah, if you guys don't know, and anyone's listening, it's a celebration in Mexican culture where we basically embrace, you know, death for fun and paint our faces and do altars at night. Like, we decorate them depending on, like, someone that has passed away and, like, what they used to like. So, for example, say you had, like, a grandpa that really liked, you know, cigarettes and TV and Coca-Cola or something, right? You would put something related to that in, like, their honor somewhere in your house or outdoors, and you just do a lot of parades. And it's not so much Halloween, it's more of, like, just the tradition with a lot of, like, face painting and decorations and flowers, especially, and food. But it's a happy thing. It's not like a mourning, you know, you're not, like, sad about it. It's more of, like, embracing the process of life. So anyways, that's a little bit of the story. But our event is a Dia de Muertos, a Dia de Dead gala fundraiser for the Open Door Clinic, if you guys are familiar with that place.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of it. I don't know exactly what they do.
Yeah, so they provide a lot of services to the community, especially people that may not have the best health care or any health care at all in particular. They, you know, we can always, like, get more help to them because they're helping so many people already. So, like, medical care, medicines that might be hard to, get, you know, anywhere else, especially without, like, the proper insurance or anything like that. And this is more for people that, you know, wouldn't necessarily go to, like, the major hospitals, and for uninsured people as well. So they're providing a lot of services in that area. And so we're trying to raise up a little bit of money for this. We actually did this event last year, but that was more for the Learning Network. This time we're hosting it, if that makes any sense. But we're doing this for the Open Door Clinic so they can continue to provide the care and services that they're already providing to the community. And you can also find them on Facebook if you search Open Door Clinic Frankfurt. And it should pop up. It's like, their logo is like a door with a little heart on it, which I think is pretty nice.
Yeah, and what can people exactly expect from the gala? I attended last year, and it was decorated beautifully, and it was really fun. So this year, what can people expect?
Well, more than anything, you can expect a good time. You can expect Mexican food. You can expect dancing. If you guys don't know, it's at Diamond Event Center, which is at 2574 Indiana 39, Frankfort, Indiana 46041. And that is a new location from the one that you might have gone to last year.
Yes.
And, yeah, so in the hopes that more people can show up and everything, we went with this venue this time. And you can expect as well, like, were you there the entire time, if I may ask, last year?
I was there, I think, until about an hour before I did the bingo. I forget exactly what it's called, and everybody was dancing, and then I had to go. So I was there for most of it.
Yeah, you were there for most of it. Yeah, you can expect a little bit of that as well. But this time we're putting an emphasis on just having fun, and there will be a lot of dancing this time if you like dancing. We will also be playing bingo as well. And we're also hoping to get a few more sponsors in the door as well, and have some of our own students as well be there, if possible. Mm-hmm. Now, because it is for the Open Door Clinic this time, the sponsor packages is only one, and it's available at our website, which I'll tell you at the end of it, but basically, you can expect a good time, you can expect really good food as well, and you can expect an emphasis on fun. And by the way, if bingo was something that you enjoyed, we're doing that again this time.
It was fun. I didn't win, but it was fun.
It's okay, I didn't win.
Yeah, I never win at bingo. It just is not in my luck. Or no. Whatever. Is there a particular reason why you chose this particular Hispanic holiday to do this kind of a fundraiser? I mean, I get it. I mean, it's a celebration of life. It's not like you said, it's not something to mourn. It's really a celebration of everyone's lives, of your heritage and those who have in your family who have gone before you, and just a celebration of their life and their legacy.
So, exactly. But you're asking me why we chose this one.
Yeah.
Well, mainly because Day of the Dead takes place at the beginning of November, and sometimes, depending on the region, at the end of October as well. So the timing is perfect, and it aligns as well with, like, our own festivities over here, which, again, like I said, it's not like Halloween, but there's, like, the vibe, if that makes sense, is a little similar. So we figured, okay, well, Day of the Dead is very popular. People know what it is already, or at least they've heard of it, you know, so we can do something where we're showing off what, like, Day of the Dead is for someone that may not be familiar with it, and at the same time, tying it in with Halloween just a little bit so that they get some idea of, like, hey, this is what happens down south in this country, and at the same time do something for the community that might help everyone out. So that's the reason. It just lines up really well with the date.
Yeah, Awesome. And is there a dress code or anything for it? I know it says masked ball, so is there any other dress code or anything?
No, I mean, basically the dress code is, like you said, masked ball, or if you want to go business casual, you're more than free to go business casual and picture that. We're encouraging people to get their face painted as well, so don't feel like, if you don't like to dress up, don't feel like you have to take it super seriously. Just embrace it and have fun. But I would say if you want, you can go off of masked ball or picture like a suit or a dress or just go business casual. Any of those are fine.
Yeah, the face painting last year was spectacular. There was a line to get the face painting.
Oh,
it was so good.
I would not even want to try that on my own, just because I know I would screw it up. But to have somebody who knows what they're doing and knows the designs and what the true meaning of it and everything, it would be fantastic.
Yeah, if I may add, we are having someone do face painting. The only thing is that you do have to get there earlier, and it is first come, first served, but it's totally free. And if you're interested, they do have someone that knows exactly what they're doing, and they will be there, I believe, a couple hours before the event starts.
Cool.
That's cool.
Yeah, and at last year's gala, you unveiled the new logo for the Learning Network, correct?
Oh, you have really good memory. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so how has that been going? Has it been translating really well, and why did you make that change?
Yeah, so the change was made because at least I felt like we had to modernize just a little bit. And our old logo was also, well, it all started because the old logo was a little hard to see when you would like put it on like a piece of paper and it was a little small. And then from there, I was like, okay, wait, we're having some issues with this logo, like visually, even though it's really beautiful. If you remember, it's like the globe with letters on top. Mm-hmm. But I figured, okay, this could use, you know, this could be better quality, like literally, because we didn't have the best quality picture. And also, this is not telling me much about like the roots of the Learning Network or the community that it's based on. So me being the graphic designer, not that I am, I chose to just try and make a logo on my own without anyone telling me to, and then I was like, okay, wait, what if we had a new logo? And so, I don't know if you have the logo in front of you, but if you go to the website, you'll see it. It's at the top. And basically, it shows off a little bit about the Learning Network's history. I believe it has the year on the side. It's 2004. That's when we were established. And then as well, were you guys aware that Frankfurt has a flag?
Like the new one, or is there another one?
No, it's the new one. It's blue with a, with like a little wave in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's like secretly in the middle of the logo. In the very middle, there's like a little bit of the flag in there. There's also the diamond, which as you guys know, that's for what?
Yeah. Gym City, yeah.
For Gym City, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And we also have some hearts on there for the, like, for the love for the community and also to represent our health programs that we offer quite a lot.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a book, which is basically like the book of knowledge, since we're like trying to provide education for many people. And help me out, I'm going off of memory.
Did you mention the globe and everything?
Oh, thank you. Yes, the globe is also there for all the people that enjoyed the globe from the last logo, which I myself did, and that's also represented in there. So it's just a little bit of modernization and just trying to tell you, like, hey, this is the Learning Network. This is a little bit of our history. This is a little bit about our programs that we offer. This is the city that we're based in. And for the people that are nerds like me that are interested, you can even find little Easter eggs like the flag on there. Mm-hmm. So that's basically the reason.
Awesome. Yeah, and also last year you had a bunch of students that, some of them gave speeches, some just kind of came up and gave people hugs, but that was a really awesome thing to have. And you said that there's possibly going to be some that come this year. Are you expecting for them to kind of do the same thing, like some of them give speeches and everything?
Yes. Yes, we are expecting kind of the same thing as well. But, and I personally would love to hear just some speeches, because it's always like a very unique journey for each and every student. Most of the time, like, our teachers work every single year, like, around the clock to provide and, like, try to help these students to the best of their ability. And every now and then, you fall into, at least for me, right? Like, I'm designing, for example, like, flyers about a program, right? Mm-hmm. So I don't see everything that happens with, like, a student's day-to-day. And every now and then you hear about a student that goes to school and, like, tries to do their work and balances it with their family and their job. And then after putting in all these hours, they go and, like, get a new job, for example, or a new opportunity because they learned English or because they got their high school equivalent, you know, degree, mm-hmm. or because they did this other thing through one of our programs. So, and then they tell you about that, or you hear about that, and they say how grateful they are, how much, like, it's changed their life, how much opportunities went with the doors, and that's what makes it worth it, and that reminds you, like, oh, yeah, this little design, to me, it's just something I'm doing, but to them, it might have changed their life, so that's a really cool reminder.
Yeah. And then you also have a lot of programs and services. So do you have any that you would want to highlight or anything like that?
Well, our ESL program is always a very popular one. The English classes, if anyone is interested, we're offering that. The high school equivalency classes for English and Spanish speakers is also one that we focus on quite a lot. Technology today. So, for example, if you don't know how to use, like, a laptop or Microsoft, or you just want to get more familiar with, you know, technology in general, like your laptop, your programs on there, we offer that as well, or online learning, because that's, like, super popular since a few years ago. We offer that as well. We have, like, a plethora of programs for just about anyone. Mm-hmm. And so I welcome everyone to check out our website as well.
Yeah, and can people just kind of register for them through the website, or how would they need to go about registering for those?
Yeah, so I tell people, just depending on their preferred style, you can call the office, and our number's at the bottom of the website. If you don't mind, I can also read it here real quick.
No, please do.
But also, and thank you. But also, you can register through the website as well for pretty much everything. There's a little form you can fill out. It takes about 2 minutes. Okay, yeah, here's our number. Okay, it's 765-659-6380, extension 1814. So that was 765-659-6380, and then extension 1814.
Awesome. And then your website is lnocc.org?
That's correct. lnocc.org, yeah.
Just short for Learning Network of Clinton County. Yeah, I just got that.
Yeah, that's... You win the bingo. That's exactly it.
Exactly. I won.
I love the fact that you guys offer... And I do, by the way, I think your logo is fantastic. And the way that
you
incorporated everything and everyone, it needed updated. The original logo was great for the at the time, but it definitely needed upgraded to updated to show the population now and everything that's going on and the expanded services. I mean, from when it started to what you have now is amazing. And I love the fact that you offer it to everyone. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter who you are, what your background is, anything. It's all open to anyone and everyone.
Exactly, and that's you really hit the nail right there. It really is for everyone, and that's what I was trying to showcase with the logo. And the colors as well. I felt like the colors needed a little bit more of a pop, a little bit more of a, like, vibrant, you know, like, welcome, you know. So, yeah, thank you for noticing all that.
Yeah, no problem. I think it's great. Is there anything else that we need to look at that's coming up here in the near future that maybe, like, any classes or anything? I know you have ongoing education and stuff, but are there any specific classes that are going to be coming up here that people need to hurry up and get registered for?
Yeah, okay, so right now, and any of my colleagues can like, step in and correct me. They're going to yell at me if I get it wrong. But, like I said, English classes are always a constant, like, okay, we have new spots available. I believe we were prioritizing the high school education equivalency classes recently. And lately, we've been hoping to get a little bit more with technology students and citizenship students, which, by the way, that's if you're in the process of becoming a U.S. citizen, you can take our class and understand, like, how the exam is going to go and what questions they're going to ask you. So that's, like, a really useful tool as well. And also something that's always going on is people wanting to take their driving exam, the written version. And so we have a lot of students that come in and a lot of people that mention it to me that, like, hey, I want to, you know, start doing this driving exam, but I don't know what to study for. I don't know what to read. And sometimes the booklet doesn't make much sense to me, right? So that's what our class does. It prepares you. It's completely the way. And so that's always going on as well.
Yeah, that would have been helpful back in the day. that booklet is not helpful for anybody. I get it completely.
Yeah, and it's a lot of reading, and it's a lot of, like, just big chunky paragraphs that we're trying to, like, break it down and make it more, like, easy to digest with images and videos and examples. So it's much different than just reading a book.
Yeah, and there's tons of other things that you guys do, and my favorite, and we're probably, what, like 5 or 6 months out before the opening of registration again, is the Learning Network Summer Kids Workshops. Those are probably my favorite things. So, do you know anything if those are developing new things for next year or anything at this point?
I can't tell you much about specifics there with each workshop, but I will tell you this. We are trying to move everything online and make it, like, very streamlined and digital and easy to use. I don't know how you, like, registered last year. Did you go through our website or did you go to the office?
I think they could do both, if I remember right. But I think the majority of it was through the office. Can't remember. Yeah. I can't remember if it was like a Google Doc where you could go in and sign up for that or not. I'd have to ask Karen. I don't remember. I dropped a lot of supplies off for it, but I don't remember exactly how sign up was. But I mean, how do you have an estimate of how many kids went through that program this past year? I forgot to ask Karen last time I talked to her.
Oh, great question! And if you asked me that question 2 months ago, I would have the exact number. But lately, my mind has been just gala, gala, gala.
Oh, I get it. I get it.
I can't give you the exact number. I think I know, but I don't want to, like, give you the wrong number. But it was substantial. I'll tell you that much. It was definitely an increase.
It just seems like it grows every year. But the opportunities that kids get through that program are amazing. Absolutely,
yeah, and,
amazing.
And, thank you. And this year we had people taking, like, these incredible pictures, and we got to share them with the parents each week through a newsletter, and it was a really nice process. And I saw some of the workshops while I was adding them to our website and promoting them, and even me, I was like, oh, wait, this was kind of fun. I would have liked to have had this, like, what was it? 15 years ago, 18 years ago. So
I'd like to have it now.
Yeah,
dude, I'm in my 60s, and I'd still like to do it.
I think we could work something out.
It's cool programs, but everything you guys do out there at the Learning Network is fantastic. We appreciate everything you do for the community. We appreciate all the outreach. And again, just to remind everybody, it is for everybody. There is no age limit. There is no heritage limit. There is no background, any of that. It is for everybody of all walks of life.
Yeah, exactly. For everyone, especially if you're, let's just say, a young adult or an adult and you're trying to learn more and you just want to expand your horizons, it doesn't matter your background or your language or anything like that. You're super welcome to just try it out. It's totally free what we offer, so you're losing nothing.
Exactly.
You might just gain everything through the opportunity that you get there. So, and if you guys don't mind, I might want to plug the gala one more time.
Go for it.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, so please, anybody out there that's interested, come have a great time. You can purchase single tickets, or you can be a sponsor and get your community, your name or your business's name out there to the community through our sponsor package. And you can find all that at eventbrite.com, and that's, again, eventbrite.com. Or you can just go to lnocc.org and just follow the link there that's on the homepage. And you can register for the gala, which is happening this November 1st. And everyone is completely welcome. You are totally welcome to dress up if you'd like, or paint your face in any style that you prefer. That's Day of the Gala, or Day of the Dead for you, that represents that. And you're more than welcome to participate in our bingo. And if you'd like to dance, you do have that option. Plan for dancing as well. And if you're a little shy and you don't want to dance, someone's probably going to grab you and force you to dance anyway. So,
Monica tried for me.
Yeah, and last year,
I would pay to see that.
I don't know if you saw, but last year at near the end of the event, everyone got up to the dance floor and everyone did this whole routine, and it was actually really cool. And for people like me that didn't know the routine, I had a lot of help, so it was very welcoming. So please, anyone that's trying to have a good time, you're more than welcome to check it out.
Well, we look forward to it, and we look forward to hearing the success of it too after it's over with. So you're going to have to come back on and let us know how everything went.
Sure. Are you guys going to try and go?
We will talk to our bosses and see what we can do. But yeah, if we're done, I'll be honest. My family is in the fields. We farm. But if we are done, you're going to see me there, because I mean, that's part of my heritage, and I'd like to get more in touch with it. So,
of course, you're more than welcome.
Pretty cool. Well, thank you again for calling in and taking time out of your busy day. And we will look forward to hearing from you soon.
Thank you so much for having me, you guys, and you guys have a great rest of your day.
You too, and thank you.
I found out it's called Loteria.
It's called
the Bingo.
Okay.
I couldn't think of the name of it.
Okay. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, and it's really fun.
Well, it sounds like it.
It's more or less bingo, but it's really fun.
I mean, I was excited when Coco came out because, you know, mm-hmm. I learned at least a little bit from Disney. But, yeah, this would be really cool. And, of course, the Raisa Festival and everything, it's a lot of fun, too. But, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a really, it's got to be fun. You went last year and had fun, and it's got to be fun.
Oh, yeah. And there are so many things to take pictures of. That was for sure. It was gorgeous.
If anybody has pictures of Carl there and Monica trying to get him out to dance, please send them.
I would not doubt if Jennifer had some.
All right. Well, we are going to take a quick break, and then we will be back with the second half of Party Line.